For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
In the next several weeks and months, it will become increasingly clear and increasingly necessary to show our support of the Jewish community, to be behind the community as a whole, and to say that anti-Semitism is not even remotely a thought within this city's borders.
Many others held events to remember the 11 people killed at the synagogue on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt says there's been an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in the U.S.
At the ADL, we've been tracking anti-Semitism for over 100 years. We look at anti-Semitic incidents, and in 2017, we saw a 57% surge of acts of harassment, vandalism, and violence directed at the Jewish community across the country. It was the single largest spike we have ever seen.
In Brazil's presidential election, far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro has been declared the winner with more than 95% of the ballots counted. The Supreme Electoral Tribunal says Bolsonaro has 55.5% of the vote. Fernando Haddad has 44.5%. Celebrations are now underway in Rio's Copacabana beach area, and crowds have gathered in Sao Paulo with banners and flags. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis says he's discussed the death of Jamal Khashoggi with the Saudi foreign minister. With details, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Secretary Mattis says the two met during an international conference, and he says he urged a full and complete investigation be conducted into the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi. Mattis says the foreign minister, quote, had no reservations at all about the need for the kingdom to be transparent about the death of the Washington Post columnist at the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Mattis didn't detail the conversation, but said he told the foreign minister, quote, we need to know what happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Halloween treats the box office with some scary numbers. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
He is a killer, but he will be killed tonight. Happy Halloween, Michael.
Halloween topped the box office for the second weekend in a row, earning a solid $32 million over its second frame for a robust $126.7 million 10-day cum. Considering the genre, the size of the opening, and the mere $10 million budget, a 58% drop is pretty decent. Swiping First Man's IMAX screens didn't hurt, and it's already passed the unadjusted gross of Scream to become the biggest slasher movie ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News.